How do we sound? It looks low. Maybe it's on the wrong thing.
Yeah. Should it be on two?
I think so.
Huh. Hello?
Hello? Try three. Hello?
Can you hear us now?
Why do I always fuck it up?
I forget it too, though, every goddamn time.
I'm like, no, it's two, and then it's never two. It's always three.
Let's see.
Once again, Ashley Simpson.
On a Monday, I'm waiting. Okay, we figured out the mic.
Wait, did I do this right? Wait, I think it's
right. Wait,
why
it's
is this like Dumb and Dumber? It is on, right?
No, it's fine.
Okay,
it's recording.
It's working. Okay,
we're on. We're on.
Bye.
Okay.
I mean, hi.
Hi, guys.
Missed y'all.
Yeah.
I feel like it's been a really long time. I was traveling for like a week.
Oh, that's because you were gone. How was New York?
It was really fun. I
scammed your way into a lot of fashion shows.
Scammed my way into Fashion Week, man. It was fun. I felt like really rich and also really poor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I wore a lot of feathers though, and a lot of glitter.
To compensate.
I just do that anyway.
Yeah, true.
But it felt like a socially acceptable place to do it, and I also felt embarrassed to do it because I'm like, there's so many embarrassing people there.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? That are wearing like watermelons hollowed out for hats, and like they're also wearing feathers, so I'm like, oh, is this am I one of you? But then I realize, no. I do this.
No, you're one of a kind.
I live my
baby.
Life like this. Yeah. It's a lifestyle choice.
They
for
should
me.
See you here.
Yeah, they should see me at work.
Yeah,
catch me in my office, baby.
How did Bella Hadid look IRL?
So beautiful. I want. It didn't help me mentally.
No.
You know. No, she looks.
Does it
incredible.
Look weird?
No, she looks amazing, glowing, tan, symmetrical, beautiful,
tan,
very tan. She was definitely tanned.
Wow.
Yeah, she looked beautiful.
It's not a word I think of when I think of her.
She was definitely tanned for the show that I was at, but just like fucking looked like a goddess. Like I felt like I saw Cleopatra.
Oh God.
I know.
Well, it's all yours too. It could be all yours as well.
I don't have the money to
I
look
know,
like
but
that.
If you did.
If I did.
If you did,
I would
it's
look.
Only a few PDO strings
the
away.
The thing is, I know that she is on her way to looking like that famous like cat lady plastic surgery woman.
Jocelyn Wilders or whatever, yeah.
Wow, you know her by name?
Yes, unfortunately.
Wow.
Well, I grew up in the era of like people like Oprah and Phil Donahue like having her on TV.
I don't
so
even
I feel
know
like...
Phil. Dr. Phil?
No, Phil Donahue was Oprah's predecessor, and when Oprah started her show, and like I just listened to a whole podcast about Oprah, when Oprah started her show in the 80s, she was trying to be like the female Phil Donahue, and that was like early trash talk TV.
What?
And that's what Oprah used to be. That's what always makes me so fun, makes me like so intrigued at her like rise, because
Phil Donahue looks like he's gonna get me too'd.
Yes,
at any
yes.
corner.
I grew up watching him. But anyways,
wow,
they would like always have people like all these like talk show hosts would like have her on. So I feel like I for some reason know her name, and I was very fascinated by her. Anyways,
hi.
So we have gotten. I've gotten a lot of
I've
requests,
gotten a lot of requests too.
For this story because it's everywhere right now. It's great tea, great drama, piping hot. And
I think people now are like, you know what? I don't really, there's so many moving pieces and I don't feel like looking at it. And they know like, we will look at it for
yes.
you. We'll
and can
dig
someone
deep.
Just tell me what's going on? And so we're about to tell you what's going on with Jamila Jamil.
Yes.
Who is someone that we've talked about on this podcast before. I think is a kind of like.
Several times.
Yeah. It's like a fairly like neutral, slightly better than neutral figure.
Yes.
And I think where things have landed is like a very interesting spot for her. And so we're going to tell you why you keep seeing her name in your Apple News feeds. But if you don't know who she is, essentially she's a 34-year-old woman. She's from the UK. She started her career as a kind of host and TV model, kind of like an Alexa Chung figure. And then eventually she was hosting like music TV, like TV for young people. And then she kind of started writing for various outlets. She's written for Cosmo. She's written for so-and-so, whatever. I think once you're on TV, people are like, yeah, you can write a column for us. She started doing that and then eventually kind of made her way to acting. And if anyone watches The Good Place, she's obviously Tahani on The Good Place. And that just ended. So I feel like people are kind of talking about her. But I think the reason she kind of popped up into like the gossipy, scammy sphere in the last couple weeks is because HBO Max, which is a new streaming service, one of the 5,000 new streaming services, they announced a show called Legendary that is all about the voguing world. Voguing meaning, I would assume most of our audience knows what this is, but voguing is the kind of like pageantry that is that was first made famous in Paris is Burning. Have you seen Paris is Burning?
Yeah.
Oh my God, amazing. I rewatched it again like a so couple good. Months ago. It's just, it's like so good. But it's basically, it's a voguing competition.
And Madonna also.
Madonna like obviously made it mainstream. Yes. But it's very much like a gay culture.
And a black culture
and
thing. It's part of ballroom culture.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so Jamila is one of the judges on the show, as is Megan Thee Stallion, and a couple other people who I think are more native to like the voguing ballroom world.
Yes.
So Twitter, as it is wont to do, freaked the fuck out when they found this out because they were like, excuse me, ma'am, what are you doing here? Why are you on this fucking show?
And I also think that you had a good point because when me and Nicole were first talking about this, you brought up that she has like big Lena Dunham energy. Mm-hmm. So I think meaning that like when you are like so out there fighting for everybody and like kind of on a pedestal, like yes. You are saying like I'm above all this shit. When you do something presumably wrong, everyone's coming for you.
Yeah. I would say that she's very much like a social justice warrior.
Yes.
I think that is definitely like at least the role that she has played in you know, the past few years that she's been famous. As we've talked about before on this show, she has that foundation or organization called I Weigh.
We talked about in the Body Positivity
In the Body Positivity episode, which I think started a little more focused than it is because I was actually doing research on it today and the mission statement is like classic like tech company mission statement where you're like, oh my God, you guys are trying to save the world. Wow. I think it started as something to highlight anything other than a woman's weight. So I weigh like I'm a tea drinker with three dogs or whatever it might be. But the mission statement now is, wait, I wrote it down. I gotta find that. This is their mission statement, or this is what they describe themselves as. A community allyship platform built to share ideas and stories that ultimately mobilize activism.
Okay. Why couldn't it just be about body positivity?
Exactly. Like,
ma'am,
you had it right in the first place.
It's called I Weigh, and that's what we need.
You had it right in the first place. So now it's turned into this whole thing. And so anyways, I think...
And we've also talked about her.
We've talked about her.
Because she comes for a lot of people. So Khloe Kardashian, we've talked about her because on... Like, Khloe will post a Instagram ad photo of her with, like, the tummy flat fit tee shit saying, like, I don't usually do these ads, and I know I have a nutritionist, but this shit works. Like, this really helped me lose weight. And then Jamila Jamil will come in and be like, bitch, how fucking dare you, like, send out this message to people when you have a nutritionist, a trainer, and, like, God knows what else you're doing. You're fucking trying to tell us that it's this tea. It's not even FDA approved. Like, she's coming for everyone. So we've kind of talked about her on this podcast, like, doing a lot of things right.
Yes.
And so when she was announced as being one of the judges on this show, I think people were extra sensitive to her because she's supposed to be this like advocate for other people.
She's extremely woke. So for her to, I think how people were feeling was for her to accept this role and not say, and basically not turn it down and say, I don't know anything about this culture. I should not be the person judging this. I don't think people liked that. And so they, you know, in a way rightfully came for her. And then she did the classic celebrity thing where she wrote a long apology in her notes app and took three screenshots of it and put it on Twitter. And in that apology slash like statement about why she's a judge on Legendary, she also basically said, by the way, I'm queer. And she's like, I didn't feel comfortable like coming out. She's South Indian and she feels like she's brown. Well, she is brown and she feels like for brown people, it's really hard for them to like enter this culture. And so she was like, you know, I put a rainbow emoji next to my name on Twitter as my own personal way of coming out. And but now being involved in Legendary, I feel like it's a good time. I'm paraphrasing, but I feel like it's a good time to come out and be queer. And then the backlash to that was like, wait a minute, being queer has nothing to do with our problem, which is you being a judge on a show about, like, ballroom and voguing. Like, yes. Those are separate issues, and so then it just fucking snowballed.
And people were so pissed because she mentions, like, Megan Thee Stallion in her apology notes thing, which then people were like, are you trying to call her out?
Oh, God.
Because, like, you're saying that this is a straight woman that's on the show, but she's black. And ballroom culture is part of black culture. So you're still swerving, ma'am, is basically what everyone was trying to say. And then she also says, like, you know, basically paraphrasing, she's like, it wouldn't sell with more marginalized people, so they've asked me to be on this show. But then what people are saying is, like, so you are going to take the place of the more marginalized people that deserve to be on this show. You well know are doing that because you're saying that you're going to bring attention to this fucking show because you've just been on The Good Place and whatever the fuck. And it was also revealed that she's an executive producer on the show, meaning she has a lot of power, we're all assuming, with, like, who is a judge and who is a host. And then there are some people saying, like, well, Michelle Visage, if anybody watches Drag Race, they're like, well, she's a judge on that show and she's not a drag queen and whatever, whatever. But she has always been out. Like, she isn't defined if she's bisexual or pan or if she's just queer, but she's talked about very openly having sex with women. She's been part of the drag community with Rue for a long time. It's a very different situation is where I think people have mostly landed on that. But I think that, you know, people essentially are saying, I think what really fucked her up is basically saying it wouldn't sell with, like, it wouldn't sell with more marginalized people. Like, people are saying, so you're going to take up the space that's not yours. Like, how is that raising awareness for the situation?
And it's so, that's, and here's where I think we're at, and here's where we'll segue into, like, what's currently going on with her and this Gawker, ex-Gawker, Jezebel writer, Tracy Egan Morrissey. But because of how outspoken Jamila has been, you know, as we've said, a lot of times for good, what all that does is kind of build this, like, very flimsy pedestal for you to stand on and for the internet and, like, society as a whole to just kind of easily blow on and knock you all the way off. Because if you are trying to represent every culture, every minority, every person in the margins, that is literally impossible.
Yes.
And the thing where she fucks herself up is, and I know nothing about PR or comms, but, like, I know a little bit because we both worked at a tech company who fucks some stuff up sometimes. Sometimes you just have to shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Sometimes you just have to shut the fuck up. And if your focus, if your mission, and that's why I kind of listed the I Weigh mission statement, if it's not so incredibly focused and tailored in practice, you will get fucked.
Yeah.
You will get raked over the fucking coals. And as we said before, big Lena Dunham energy going on here. Very similar trajectory to me. Like, Lena Dunham started Girls and everyone was fucking obsessed with her. She was everywhere. She was quirky. Oh my God, have you seen her, like, student film that she made before Girls? She's such a genius. She's so talented.
She's doing naked sex scenes. Oh my God, girl, she's naked. Like, body, she's so brave. Proud,
whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then it started to unravel because she put her foot in her mouth a lot of times. I'm not, like, I didn't do a ton of research on Lena Dunham before this episode, so I'm sure I'm leaving a ton of stuff out. But just the trajectory of, like, you know, little critical darling, like, oh my God, this person is so quirky and fun, to, like, actually, I'm so fucking sick of this person and they need to shut the fuck up, is very similar.
And
to
that
me.
Also happens with women in general.
Of
like
course.
People are always trying to tear down women, period.
Yeah.
Period.
Yes.
So if you're fucking out there saying, like, I'm here for everyone else, I'm here for the people, I'm going to be a voice for this person, like, just be prepared and try not to fuck up when you can. Try to make the right decision. If you don't feel like you would probably be the best person to be judging ballroom culture, maybe just sit that one back. Maybe just be an executive producer.
Right.
You know, and I think, like, whatever, the decision was made, she made her choice, but, and coming out as queer did not help the situation.
No.
And, like, it's good, fine that she is. I think it has nothing to do with the situation at all. But that kind of dug her hole because there's been some inconsistencies in the past with Jamila Jamil and this woman named Tracy
Egan Morrissey. She's like any like Jezebel fans in the audience. She's like classic Jezebel writer. She went on to help, I think, like establish Broadly, which is the female, I don't know if it still exists, but the female vertical advice, just like outspoken, like feminist internet voice. She like a lot of us have been doing, I think, in the last probably year or so, has been kind of like side-eyeing Jameela Jamil, trying to keep all of her stories straight. And she made a highlight Instagram story or whatever, like on her profile, screenshotting several interviews with Jameela Jamil. And I guess in a nice way to put it, kind of pointing out the inconsistencies of all of the things Jameela Jamil has claimed regarding injuries, chronic illness, eating disorders, like many
It's like screenshotting
things.
All these headlines, screenshotting the actual articles with quotes, and then also screen recorded actual video interviews with her saying these things out loud. And none of this has anything to do with the ballroom situation. It has nothing to do with the show. These are completely unrelated, which is why I think people were getting very confused coming to us saying, like, why does Jameela Jamil have Munchausen's and what does that have to do with her being queer or have to do with her being in the show? The short answer is it has nothing to do with it.
Nothing. The vote, the legendary thing happened, I would say, early February, I think that was announced, or late January, I can't remember. And then I think it was just this last maybe 5 days. We're recording this on the 18th.
It was 6 days ago.
Yeah, so last 6 days. All of this stuff with Tracy Egan Morrissey has popped up, and they just so happen to occur right next to each other. A few of the things that Tracy pointed out in her Instagram story that is still live, if you guys want to go read it. I mean,
it's a highlight, and I think you guys should look at it, because when I was first researching this, I was like, who fucking cares if she lied about, like, having a bee chase her or something? I didn't get it. But once you, like, look at the story, it is actually really crazy how in-depth these, like, lies have gone. That's what's really crazy to see.
Yeah. Just a few I wrote down, and I kind of kept these high level because they really are complicated. If you guys have, like, 20 minutes and you, like, need a bathroom break at your job, just go look at this highlight. There's several versions of a car accident that involved being chased by bees when she was 17, but then she also talks about a car accident that happened when she was 30 during the first season of The Good Place. There are a couple times where she's fallen and broken bones, including a broken ankle, a broken coccyx, a broken arm, broken ribs, and a broken tooth. There's a lot of back and forth about whether or not she was a model. There is footage of her saying, yes, no, there are quotes of her saying, no, I never modeled, and yes, I was a model. I was also a model scout. This is important because of how outspoken she is about anorexia in the modeling industry and about how closely she talks about it. She talks about it with, like, a lot of intimate knowledge of the situation and the modeling industry, but, like, still unclear if she was a model or not. You guys should go into the story because there are many, many examples of her saying both things. The bee thing.
Well, with the eating disorders too, I mean, with the eating disorder thing, there's, like, she basically, this woman, like, screenshotted tweets from Jameela saying, like, I'm going to keep helping people with eating disorders. Like, this is, like, right when everything was happening. Like, I'm going to keep on helping. Like, I don't care. And then this woman goes back in her timeline and sees where she wrote, like, years ago on a tweet, did a shoot today with a bunch of models, lovely girls, but watching them around the buffet table was hilarious, .. They look so lost. And then a few years later saying, saw so many teenage models smoking and taking drugs at New York Fashion Week. This was, like, in 2019. With skin and hair that showed me they weren't eating enough, that shook me to my core. Things are just not moving as fast as they need to in the direction of size and racial/disability inclusion in high fashion. I mean, that's not helping women with eating disorders. Right. Writing those things is not helpful. Saying that they looked so confused around a buffet table, or that you see them all doing drugs, or their hair is showing you they're not eating. And Sarah Sempowell, she's a Victoria's Secret model, and she specifically tweeted back at her for that drug tweet that she said, saying, you know, she works out healthy, and there are a few models that are unwell, but these tweets are not helping, like, what she's saying.
And the thing is, I think we're all very aware, if we have eyes and ears, like, models probably are not eating as much as you and I, but without, like, you cannot go around accusing people of this. Like, you can't do that.
No, and that's what she says. Like, what Sarah's saying is, her direct tweet is, how about celebrating without bringing other people down? Calling runway models long-starved teenagers is extremely offensive. From someone that is always preaching body positivity, this screams of hypocrisy.
I agree with that. Yeah.
And then, you know, when she's also, there's one thing where she's talking about how She fell on a TV show, and she says she broke her tooth, she broke her elbow, she got a concussion, all these bad things happened to her, and then they show footage of her immediately getting out of the ambulance on this same show. She doesn't appear to have a broken elbow. Her teeth are fine.
Triana? So, yeah, basically this list goes on and on. It's honestly like a 50 post highlight. And, of course, this makes its way up to Jameela Jamil. This is a woman who is, like, obsessed with Twitter, obsessed with the internet. And if you look at her timeline, like, obsessed with herself, honestly, like, yes. She when she posts tweets, she'll, like, post a GIF of herself as, like, the punchline. I'm like, no, that's not how it works. Like,
no, you
have to pick Judge Judy or RuPaul. Like, you don't pick yourself. That's not how this works. Like, anyone knows this. Internet 101. So this was going to get back to her. Also because Tracy has, like, 20,000 Instagram followers and, like, a long, like, probably followers from truly decades now on the internet. So this was going to get to her, and it did. And so Jameela then DMs Tracy, starting basically saying, like, what are you doing? And apparently this goes on for a whole night, goes on for 7 hours or something, I think she said.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so people are checking in with Tracy, they're checking in with Jameela, what's going on? Because Tracy's kind of updating, like, her followers, like, hey, by the way, Jameela's DMing me. I'm going to post them on my Patreon. So if you guys want to pay $5 a month and, like, get all of the content that I make, I think she does a podcast. I don't know if she still does with Rich Juzwiak from Gawker too. I don't, like, whatever else her content is, I'm not sure. Like, honestly, genius move. But genius also move. And did I think about doing it? Yes. Did I look at the page? Yes. Was I, like, about to take my wallet out? Yes. But then I was like, no, someone is going to post these on the internet. And then they did.
They did, and we found it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think overall, like, we'll read you some of the highlights from the conversation so you guys don't have to pay $5, because this is called Scammed, and we're going to help you guys scam as we scammed ourselves. But, I mean, it sounds like both of them have scammed the situation.
Yes.
I think, like, overall, Jameela's doing good for the world. I think she's doing good. I think she did, like, maybe, I don't even know if, like, lying is the case. Like, I don't know if she had cancer. She said she had cancer twice in an article. But, like, in a different article, she said that she had a breast cancer scare and then never talked about cancer. It's possible she had cancer twice and has never talked about it. I have no idea.
Yeah.
She's talked about having, like, thyroid issues. She's talked about a lot of stuff. I don't know what the truth is, but there's definitely a lot of inconsistencies. I think, you know, this is a woman that has been a host, like an Alexa Chung, for a long time. She could have had no career. And she has been trying to make it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like a comedian in a lot of ways. She's funny. She's a good storyteller. I think she just adds color to her stories to make them more interesting. She knows what a good headline is. And one of those headlines is going to be, me and Mark Ronson were chased by killer bees. Which we didn't go into this story, but I mean, this one kind of pissed me off because I think that she kind of used the Me Too movement in a wrong way here. But she told a story about a time where she was interviewing Mark Ronson when she was a TV host. And they had, like, a bunch of fruits and cakes out. And in the interview, like, in the article, she says, you know, 500 killer bees came and me and Mark Ronson had to, like, run inside. It was, like, really dramatic. There was food flying everywhere. And then Mark Ronson is interviewed and he's like,
Recently.
And
asked about this, like, in the last week or so.
He's like, I don't remember that. I saw, like, one or two bees. I remember we, like, slowly walked inside. Like, I don't really know. And then she was like, this is another example of, like, people not believing women. Like, no one believes me. Which, like, ma'am, this is not the time for that story, okay?
And also, that's not going to go over well with anybody.
No.
Because this is not what we're talking about when we're trying to be believed.
Yes.
Like, we don't... If Mark Ronson remembers, like, a bee coming differently, like, I'm fine for us to, like, not focus on that. Like,
yes.
I just want women who are raped to be able to go to the authorities
the
authorities to
believe
to follow
her,
up on
and
the
I just
claim.
Want there to not be a case where it's brought to a judge and a judge is like, you were asking for it, you're clearly lying, ma'am, you know this man, it's fine. It's not about you being chased by bees. And then Mark Ronson ends up having to post, I think, to be, like, because they're friends.
Yeah.
She sent him a fucking 4-page once again notes app thing. Or, like, maybe a text conversation. I don't know what it is, but it's 4 screenshots that he posted being like, me and Jameela are fine, we're friends, like, there was a miscommunication. Basically, in this thing that he posts of her saying is, like, the media like made it sound like killer bees. I never said that, whatever, whatever. But like, you don't remember the situation, Mark, and that's fine. There were bees. Maybe you got there after because we had set up the interview. It's just so stupid. Like, you lied about this thing. It doesn't fucking matter. Like, who cares? Just stop, because once you go in this route, now you look like a liar.
Do you know how many things like that I lie about? All of them.
Yeah, she didn't lie about the man getting married. That was not a lie when they were dating. But there's, everyone exaggerates a fucking situation.
Who cares? Yeah. And then you get called out on it. Like, and then I suppose, like, coming back to Tracy, that's probably annoying to get called out on it. Yeah. But I think, and who knows what the fuck I would do under the scrutiny of, like, you know, the public at large. But, like, were I called out on, like, inconsistencies of a story I've told many times, I'd be like, yeah, I was kind of exaggerating in that interview. Like, just say that.
Who the fuck cares? So I think, like, overall, she probably did exaggerate some stories. I think a lot of actresses and actors do that. I think it's like, sure, she scammed a little in that way, but I don't think it fucking matters. Like, she's overall, I would say, not a scammer. I think she's just someone that's, like, trying to make headlines, exaggerating stories when she does it. I don't hate her for what she did. I think she does more good than bad.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think just before we get to the messages that Tracy posted and we talk about some of those bullet points, to clear up the Munchausen thing, Tracy never says in this highlight that she believes Jamila has Munchausen.
No.
She's just saying, hey, look at all these quotes. That's all she's really doing.
Yes.
I think it's Jamila then. I don't know. I actually don't know if it was Jamila who said, you're telling me that I have Munchausen's, or if it's the media who picked up this story and put those words in Tracy's mouth that she said she has Munchausen's. But Tracy never said that.
Yeah.
Jamila hooked on to that Munchausen's thing and said, I can't believe you're doing this. You're gaslighting me, like, blah, 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 blah.
Because she says she's disabled.
Yeah.
She does.
And we'll go, well,
Jamila thinks that, I mean, she says she's disabled.
This is a great segue into the messages.
Yes. And, I mean, yeah, we can read some of these. It's really long.
So long.
There's, really, she does go all in and
Jamila
Tracy.
Does. Jamila does. She just is nonstop, crazy. Nonstop.
I'll just read, like, the beginning, just, like, a little bit of it. She's like, this is what she says to her at first on Instagram, what she says to Tracy.
You know those memes that are, like, there's two types of texters, and it's, like, the one person sends, like, every word on a line, and the next person just puts everything in a paragraph. Jamila is definitely the first person.
Yes,
like,
yes. These are the longest fucking text ever, and she says, this was really disturbing to see. I'm a real human being and someone who has suffered extreme mental health issues, already being battered globally this week, and this is how you use your time?
I mean, time out, globally.
Yeah, that's what, also relax, okay? She says, number one, I did break my arm. I did lose my front tooth. It's still glued in half in my mouth. I never got it replaced. There were 100 witnesses there. I wouldn't lie about something like that. It happened in front of so many. I look okay after because of adrenaline. Okay, because I told you in that video footage, she's like fine, and I guess her tooth was glued in. But then
you can't like glue a tooth in like 1 second. You also have to go to the dentist.
She was in an ambulance. You're telling me the ambulance glued
your
tooth
in? That's what I'm saying.
And then what Tracy says in her story, which now makes sense, because reading these private messages that you're supposed to pay for on her Patreon, she then posts video footage of Jamila last year at like some kind of gala where she has like a frozen pee bag on her face.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes, that's why she posts those, because she has a frozen pee bag on her face on the red carpet, on the step and repeat, inside the ceremony, on stage. She's holding this
first
bag.
Of all, you can only use it for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's also, ma'am, those are mushy peas now, so you're lying. But she's saying she had to get like dental surgery because something's wrong with her mouth. So what Tracy's saying is like, you're telling me you had all this dental surgery last year and you didn't fix your tooth from 3 years ago. It's still half glued in your mouth.
That's a great point.
It's a great point, exactly. And then she says, my car accident is real. I have no control over how journalists report what I tell them. Why the fuck would I lie about something so random? But also, Jamila admits in a separate interview, she says, I was in 3 separate car accidents.
Yes.
But here she's saying I was in 1, and then she corrects herself and says, I actually was in 2 car accidents. And she says, you're just trying, I'm skipping now, you're just trying to kick a woman when she's down. Good luck with you and your crusade. I hope it makes you happy. Hopefully you can protect all those kids with eating disorders that I'm helping from me, the satanic straight Munchausen demon that I am. I don't know where the Munchausen came from. Tracy's not saying that. No. Jamila's saying that to her. Jamila then DMs her on Twitter because Tracy's not answering on Instagram. And then Jamila basically says, like, I have talked to your colleagues and they all said, like, I shouldn't get on the phone with you because you're like a liar and you're gonna twist my words. And Tracy finally answers, and she says, which previous colleagues? If you don't have an answer or a name, then I'll know you're lying. I was willing to record our conversation so that no one could be accused of lying. This whole thing is a question of your credibility, and for you to preemptively accuse me of lying is gaslighting, plain and simple.
Boom. The first throw of the G word.
Of the G word. That comes in many, many times. Mm-hmm. Jamila says, I can't give you their names, but you can think I lie. But you think I lie about everything, so I actually don't care. You are literally lying. The car accident thing is insane. You are gaslighting me about my cancer, my injuries, my entire health.
It's so messy.
And then she says, you are ableist in a way that you can't even see, and it's really dangerous. And then Tracy says, you're not a journalist, so you can reveal their names. Like I said, no names, you're lying. But I will let you know that dozens of your former colleagues and friends slash acquaintances said the exact same thing about you. We could have cleared this up on a phone call. And Jamila then says, you're an internet bully or a general bully. I'm fine with whatever you say my old colleagues and friends said about me. I'm not curious at all. I know I haven't lied, and that's all I need to know. Your opinion isn't important. Your ableism is. It perpetuates a narrative that ruins the lives of so many people. May you never live with chronic illness, and if you do, may you never be so violently harassed and gaslit. And then Tracy responds, you're harassing me and gaslighting me. You've been at it for hours.
Oh my God.
Okay, and then it's bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. And then it ends with Jamila writing a very long message saying, you wrote a 50-page Insta story about me and my family publicly. You're spreading lies about me. You're calling my friends and colleagues to try to destroy my life / career with your lies. You're a strange and terrible person. I won't be messaging you again. And I was just asking you to please not harass two disabled people who can't defend themselves, talking about her mom and her brother. And then Tracy just responds, okay.
Which is number one power move.
Nicole does that all the time to James, and it's so rude. It's the rudest thing you can do.
Well, I learned that from Capricorn Queen herself, Susie James. Number one texter.
She just says, okay.
Okay, and she has no idea
how rude that
that's like rude. And I've tried to tell her, and I think she knows now because she's like much higher on her like emoji game. I know no one cares about this, and we can cut this out. But there was one time, I think it was like a year ago at Christmas, my aunt thought my mom was mad at her because the way that she texted her. My mom was like, no, I had no idea. Like, I just wrote okay. Like, I didn't think it was a big deal, but okay. Anyways, long story short, like, biggest power move.
Best power move, best way to end a fight.
And here's the thing that sticks out to me in this, and this is where the ultimate power move, the number one power move actually is zero response.
Yes.
The number two power move is okay, period. Mm-hmm. Those are both excellent. And when Jamila is going on and on and on, literally 50 messages she's sending this woman, and then slipping in there that your opinion doesn't matter to me, incorrect. Because you've been texting me for 7 hours.
Ma'am, you care.
You
very
do
much.
Care.
Yes.
The ultimate power move is like, you never mention this woman. You don't give a fuck about what this woman says. Who cares? She's 20,000 Instagram followers.
Yeah.
You're on The Good Place.
Yeah.
Like the number one show of like the last 10 years or whatever. Like, why
she's
do you
mad
care?
She's mad because someone fucking got her gut. Because she has an Instagram story where Jamila's talking about how she has been allergic to shellfish and peanuts since birth. And then shows an Instagram story of her the other day saying, I love peanut butter filled pretzels. And then Jamila now is saying, I had a stomach lining issue because of the mercury that was in my tooth that got filled, and then that gave me mercury poisoning, and that gave me allergies, and now I'm finally getting over these very severe allergies. But it's like, but bitch, on camera, I just saw an interview saying you were born with many allergies, including shellfish and peanuts. So like, what are you talking about?
So what is the story?
Just stop lying. And I think the ultimate question that everyone's asking is like, who is the scammer here? And it's like, for me, Jamila reminds me of Jennifer Lawrence, where it's like, you're trying to be this, like, I love Cool Ranch chips. I'm just a regular girl. I watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Like, you're trying to be like, oh, I, like, fall on the ground and I, like, break my elbow and I break my tooth, but I'm still, like, cool and, like, I'm relatable and I, like, still support, like, I Weigh campaign. I created that, but I'm, like, thin, but it doesn't matter, whatever. Like, you're trying to be relatable on every front. Like, that's fine. She's, like, scammy. Overall, not a scammer. Just, like, I think like an actress, honestly,
yes.
And like a Hollywood person, and that's the end of that story. She's scammy, but I think she's doing good, so I'm fine with it. Tracy, I think, is scamming in the sense where she's charging people $5 to see her Patreon DMs with Jamila. But do I hate her for that? No.
No, get the bag.
Because like we've said with Taylor Swift, like you can scam and be smart about it. You can scam and like do, she's a scammer, but I get it. Like what else, why not?
Get it while you can.
Yeah, get it while you can. She knows this is going to go away.
If you need the clickbait to get someone to subscribe to your Patreon, fucking do it. I don't care.
And that's what Jamila should have said. Instead of like, I don't want to get on the phone with you because I've talked to your colleagues, which I can't name, saying that you're going to twist my words. You should have just said, I don't want you to fucking record this conversation and make money off of it and put on your podcast,
You should have said, bitch, good luck with the $200 you make on your new subscribers.
Exactly.
I just bought three houses with my Good Place money. Bye.
I'm dating James Blake and he loves me very much. Goodbye.
Like, yes, and he posted his own Notes app apology on behalf of me.
And he's obsessed with me.
It's crazy.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
That's never a good look, by the way.
I know, it's never. She told him not to, he said, which like... I know.
This
I know
woman?
That's a lie. It's a scam.
Told him not to?
I'm letting everybody know she told him not to.
She begged him.
She definitely told him. No, James she begged
Blake,
him.
James Blake never says anything.
No.
We didn't even see this man's face till like 2 years ago.
Yeah. I don't. He's like Sia. He's like been hiding in a basement. I don't think she begged him to. I think she said, you need to do this for me, but you need to say that I told you not to do it. That's exactly what
happened.
Sounds like
a fun relationship.
And I'm sure he was like, okay, whatever.
Okay, baby.
He doesn't fucking care. He doesn't care. He's James Blake. He's so cool.
And she is very beautiful. So
and
she's like,
very beautiful. I'm like, she's doing good things overall, whatever. I'm like, I'm sure she does have some illnesses. You just don't have to have every illness. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need, I don't know why you have to have every illness and everything. Like, it's just like, sure, you have like stomach issue, you have EDS, you, whatever it is you have. That's fine. You just don't have to have like a mercury poisoning that came from your filling and your broken tooth that's still glued in your mouth. Like, you don't need to be chased by a swarm of bees with Mark Ronson. There's just so many things where like, this was unnecessary.
So unnecessary. And I think as Rachel taught us in the Megxit episode, what the British do so well, which she apparently does not follow this rule, is don't complain, don't explain. I love that rule.
Yeah.
I love that rule because it's a fucking power move and like people are going to fucking talk about you. You will never right every wrong.
Yeah.
No one is ever going to get your story right. Ever.
Yeah.
Even your best friends don't know you the
way
that they
think. Clearly,
she's
not getting her own story right. There's so many mixed fucking messages she's sending out there with different versions of the story.
God.
Who cares?
Did I read all the subreddits about it? I did.
Yes,
I did.
But
do
did
I hate
that,
this story? I fucking
we did
do.
That for you guys so that no one else has to look into this. Just know, Jamila did a little scammy shit. Overall, I would say not a scammer, just a Hollywood actress.
Yeah, but more to come, I think. I think there's going to be a lot here going on.
I think so,
I think
too.
There's going to be like a Medium article, a HuffPost, like... explainer from Jamila.
She might make a documentary for the I Weigh campaign starring her.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink for this story itself.
Yes.
And, you know, she might have like a Miss Americana moment, like a Taylor Swift moment. Mm. I don't know. She might come up with like all the stuff that she wanted to talk about that she never did.
Maybe.
Honestly, I don't really like her. She seems like annoying to me.
That's what I was going to say. She's just annoying.
Yeah, she's just annoying. And that's actually in her Twitter bio, which I really appreciated.
It is?
Have you read her Twitter bio? Feminist in progress.
Okay.
Founder of At I Weigh, I'm annoying but effective. Pro-choice.
Fine.
Great.
I'm fine
you
with that.
You are. That's
Those are
exactly
great.
What she is.
Yeah, you're annoying.
Yes.
But I wish she would like own that more.
Yeah, me too.
Just be annoying then.
Yeah. Yes.
It's fine. Or be like, I fucking tell bullshit stories all the time. I kind of do
She
could
that. Just be like, whatever, I made it a little extra.
Yeah, who
I made
cares?
The story a little extra. You're welcome. It was more interesting. Goodbye.
Yeah, like, it's the incessant, like, messaging this woman with 20,000, not even 20,000, 19,500 Instagram followers for 7 hours to prove your point. Like, why do you care about this woman?
Yes.
Why do you care?
You shouldn't.
I don't understand this.
Your opinion isn't important. Your ableism is. It perpetuates a narrative that ruins the lives of so many people. May you never live with chronic illness, and if you do, may you never be so violently harassed and gaslit. I'll just leave you guys with that, okay?
I think that's a good bow on the end of this story.
Yeah. So don't look into it. You don't need to.
No, I hated it, but now I know
I hated it.
And I will answer a bar trivia question about it at some point in my life, maybe.
Correct.
The first time I ever do bar trivia. No, I've probably done it like once or twice. Anyways, moving on to the Kardashian
corner.
One thing we just want to tell you guys really quick, and then we're going to move on to like the main story. But I sent this to Tiffany today. It'll definitely be gone by the time you guys hear this. But Kim's Instagram story, also known as QVC for Skims, She posted, you know, she posts all of her like famous beautiful friends wearing those fucking stupid cozy outfits, whatever. And I'm like, do I want one of these?
No,
I don't. But like, we had this in the 90s. Like, why are we doing this again?
No, she's like selling robes, and it's like, I want this shapewear. Just give me that. Give me the boob.
She's like, oh my god, satin pajamas. Like, no, who wears real pajamas?
I don't know.
No. I wear like a fucking painting shirt and like.
Yeah, I'm wearing a giant shirt right now with like TikTok sweatpants. Like,
but
literally.
She posted a photo of the one and only. What the fuck is her last name? Olivia Giuliani or whatever?
No, Olivia Jade.
Jade, that's her name. What's her dad's name? Anyways, Lori Loughlin.
Massimo, the creator of Massimo at Target, the number one line.
No, her real last name is
making
like
the world hideous.
Giuliani or whatever. Anyways, Olivia Jade, the beneficiary of the Lori Loughlin college scam.
What's going to happen to her, we think?
I don't know when that is.
I don't know when that is either. We'll keep you guys updated. She should go to jail forever, but apparently I think she'll be there for like a week.
Yeah. But I think Olivia is, as this picture proves, like planning her renaissance and trying to come back into this like content sphere and trying. She's like laying with her dog. She's like, we match because she's wearing like the beige cozy set or whatever.
Yeah, she matches with her like $5,000 like Bichon Frise, whatever kind of dog.
I'm like, yeah, from one scammer to another.
Exactly. That's why it's funny. This bitch that's scamming wearing Kim Kardashian fucking Skims,
it's
and
all,
it's a perfect,
it's a human
beautiful
centipede of scams.
Italian chef's kiss.
Truly.
The main story is for Kourtney Kardashian, who
my least
like
favorite.
Yeah, there's no one I love to hate more in that family because
me too.
She's so goddamn annoying. She's so annoying. It's like her voice, she's so unaware.
What is it?
She's the most unaware of all of them.
You know what else I think? I hope this doesn't come to bite me in the ass at some point when I like run for office, but she's so stupid.
Why would that bite you in the ass?
I don't
she
know,
is
because
so stupid.
This is permanent. This is digital file, it's permanent. Who knows?
Kourtney Kardashian is never gonna be a genius. This woman is so dumb, and like I'm sorry, like I love her because the only thing I like about Kourtney is she's actually the biggest bitch of all of them.
That's true.
Like, she'll say things, like, I'll never forget an episode. She's the one that said to Kim, like, when Kim's crying about her diamond earring, she's like, Kim, there's people that are dying in her, like, monotone voice. But there's one scene with Khloé where Khloé's like, do I look like I need to lose weight? And Kourtney, like, deadpan looks at her and she's like, just, like, 20 pounds. It's, like, the funniest scene because that's Khloé's reaction. Like, what the fuck? And she's like, you just need to lose, like, 20 pounds. Or she'll just randomly, like, walk
like
up to Kim.
Like, it's a pound.
Yeah, she'll just, like, walk up to Kim and be like, oh, I saw you in Who Wore It Best with Paris Hilton and they said that she wore it better. Like, just, like, a bitch for no reason.
It's because she's so miserable.
It's because she is so miserable. Yeah. And now she has no passion, you know? Like, Kim is, like you said, QVC for Skims. She's so passionate about it. Good American, Khloé loves it. Revenge Body, she loves it. Kourtney is doing poosh. Like,
and it's only because someone has like chained her to a radiator and is making her do it.
Yes.
Because they're like, Kourtney, no one likes you. Like, you have to do something that people will
and
like.
And she's like, okay, well, I guess I'll do this like.
She's like, health. What about like adaptogens?
Yeah, like health adaptogen world, which we'll talk about on a separate episode.
Yes, coming soon.
One of my best friends, Sophie, wants us to cover that. And vitamins and adaptogens is coming soon. But Kourtney is doing Poosh, which is her lifestyle website. It's her version of Goop. We've talked about it before. And she recently came out yesterday with an article that's called Ways Court Has Changed Her Home to Be More Eco-Friendly. And it's supposed
to be... Which, already? LOL.
Yeah, which, like, you're living in a $50 million, $100 million mansion with, like, so many things that are not eco-friendly. The cover of her on this Us Food article is her wearing this, like, literally bedazzled glitter fucking suit that probably murdered like 1 million children in Indonesia to make. So whatever, it's fine.
And can I just shout out to whoever the Us Food writer is? Like, I've been there. I know what it's like to like write about this shit that makes you truly want to stick your head in an oven.
This definitely was one of those
things. It will get better, and you're not going to write up for Us Food forever.
And you're not going to write about Poosh forever.
No.
But we are going to talk about it forever.
Yes, yes.
So this article is supposed to be like mind-blowing, but it's what's hilarious about it is how unhelpful it is. Like, we all know every single one of these tips, but also the tips are so, like, it's like reading Gwyneth Paltrow's, like, spring wish list that ends up being $250,000. It's like, oh, she literally writes.
Well, she doesn't write.
Someone wrote, Start small. This is an obvious one, but if you make a cup of coffee or matcha tea to go each morning, invest in a reusable mug instead of disposable cups. Ma'am, a matcha tea, there's a link to buy a matcha tea because obviously that's what the women drink is the cha-cha matcha situation. She says that we should be using biodegradable garbage bags, which of course cost more money than a regular garbage bag. Mm-hmm. She says to make sure that we have our special recycling bins and that we have these different recycling centers. Ma'am, I use a garbage service by the city. Like, I don't think they have a compost separate trash can that they'll take from me.
Who am I going to call to get that?
There's a tube-free toilet paper that she's suggesting. I looked it up. It's currently being discontinued by Scott's. And Nicole had a really good point, which is, Courtney, why don't you come out with a tube-free toilet paper?
Yeah, like if you're going to move some units of all of this garbage that's on your website, yes. Why don't you actually do something about
it? If you're
like,
selling me edible collagen.
Why don't you call the board of Scott Toilet Paper and be like, you guys, I will fund to keep this, you know, not discontinued so people can buy this because I believe in this.
And then
mission.
We can also charge $5 more and call it Scott X Poosh tube-free toilet paper. And actually, why don't you kick it up a notch? Because Nicole was really upset by the idea of wiping her ass with Scott. Why don't you fucking call Charmin?
Yeah, call Charmin.
Charmin X Poosh. Yeah, let's elevate a little bit, okay? So that's not an option. So no one buy tube-free toilet paper. And then she says use glass storage containers for leftovers. Like, these are not things.
Where am I going to get that? Not at the dollar store. Yeah. The fact that I even have to go to the dollar store for Tupperware, there's nothing more depressing than buying Tupperware, let me tell you something.
That's not something I even do.
So. Okay, because I hate leftovers. I'm so sorry. I eat them. But, like, there is nothing more depressing than leftovers. And the only thing that goes in Tupperware is leftovers. So if you think I'm going to try to spice it up or, like, make the environment give a shit by, like, buying a glass container to store those in.
But also, Tupperware, it's not like we're throwing away our Tupperware anyway.
Exactly, it's fine.
They're reusable anyway. And
no,
also,
but they're saying because the plastic doesn't biodegrade. Like,
okay, but
blah,
also
blah, blah.
What I'm saying is, like, these are not new things. This is nothing on this list is something I didn't know. And then the best one is stocking your house with green cleaning supplies.
This is amazing.
Helpful tip. When sourcing a cleaning company, which, okay, look for one that uses green products. When our editor, Michelle, hires a TaskRabbit to clean her space, she specifies that only non-toxic supplies be used.
Okay, Michelle, do you want to talk about the gas that took your task rabbit yes. from their home to yes. your home.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about, like,
the fact that not all of us can afford to hire a task rabbit yes. for $50 an hour minimum to clean our houses with, and then specifically request that this lady or man only uses non-toxic supplies?
The carbon footprint of adding another person to the task of cleaning your home. Can we talk about that, Poosh? Yes.
And then I just want to list that all of the things that she talks about in here, there are linkables to buy. And she suggests at one point, use glass storage containers for leftovers, but pack your kids' lunches with stainless steel containers. There is a link here to a $40 okay. stainless steel container for your children's okay. lunches. There is a $45 link to the glass containers. There is a $35 link to a metal reusable water bottle, which is hilarious because she's always touting about how her house is completely plastic water bottle free. She would never use a plastic water bottle. She's like talked about this on Twitter, on Instagram, on all these things. And then on an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians that aired in December, she was using a plastic water bottle.
Of course.
And then she blames it on Kim and she says, I was in Kim's office and that's all there was. And no, I'm not perfect, but I could have brought a reusable water bottle for the day. This is true. That's her response. So again, this is like a Jamila situation. If you're going to tout that you're like
that's the
most the fucking biodegradable, sustainable bitch on the planet, you're the best Kardashian of them all. Just listen, lady, you're trying to sell us. I get it. You're linking through Poosh. You want me to buy a $40 container for my non-existent child to take their sushi lunch to school. You want me to hire a TaskRabbit that only does non-toxic cleaning supplies. It's just unbelievable. The scam is never ending with them. The Poosh articles need to be published on a daily basis. So
just open an online store.
Yes.
Don't wrap a fucking fake philosophy around
it. No, just the fact that the tube-free toilet paper you're talking about is going to be discontinued, like you said, If she really wanted to do something, and by the way, what, rich people make toilet paper. Rich people make concrete. Rich people make flooring. That's where the money's fucking at. You want to make some money and make some change, make some fucking tube-free toilet paper. Charmin X Poo, she can take this idea and run with it.
Exactly.
Make it, bitch. That's what you need to do.
Oh, she's so annoying.
She's so annoying, and honestly, I hope that she does the... Find a business that you're passionate about. If it's tube-free toilet paper, it is what it is. Put your fucking name on it, okay?
I'll try it.
I'll try it, too.
I'll try it.
But maybe not if it was Poosh, honestly. So no, let's
probably
just,
like, scented or, like...
There is a petition to keep Scott's tube-free toilet paper.
Well,
I
maybe
saw,
we
so
can go sign that.
Everyone sign it. Maybe Courtney should put a link out for that.
That's all she has to do.
I know.
That's all she has to do.
She didn't write the article.
Post a link.
She didn't write the article. She doesn't know what's being written on Poosh Nicole. She would post if she knew, but she doesn't know. Someone let her know.
All right, that's it.
That's it. We will talk about vitamins and adaptogens coming soon. We're going to talk about maybe coronavirus, maybe the flu, a lot of things happening. So we'll do some research. In the meantime, if you guys see a scam like this Jamila Jamil situation, let us know, DM us, and we will we'll cover it.
We love to hear from you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, what can I say? Live TV.
Exactly. I feel so bad. My band started playing the wrong song, and I didn't know what to do, so I thought I'd do a hoedown.